From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators approved plans for a large renovation project at Mizzou's Memorial Stadium today. KBIA's Nathan Lawrence explains.
In a unanimous vote, the UM System Board of Curators approved plans for the Memorial Stadium South expansion project, which is expected to be complete in summer 2019 and cost roughly $98 million. This approval comes amidst belt tightening across the institution. This summer, all departments were required to cut their annual budgets by up to 12%. Then, Thursday, UM System President Moon Choi announced in an email to faculty and staff that the institution would be hiring outside consultants to find further ways to reduce operating costs. Like most athletics projects at the University of Missouri, the stadium expansion will be fueled in part by donors. But the project as proposed would still use $800,000 in university infrastructure funds and $57.2 million in long-term loans. The project summary also states an unspecified amount in short-term loans will be taken out to finance the project as donations are still coming in. The university anticipates paying about $3 million in interest on this. This is part of a larger trend. Since joining the SEC in 2011, Mizzou Athletics' contribution to the university's overall debts has increased from 5% to 12%. But members of the Board of Curators say they think the expense is worthwhile. Board Chair Maurice Graham paused while closing the meeting to praise Mizzou Athletics Director Jim Stirk's work.
As we look toward the future for our university, this is going to be a big part of it.
Mizzou isn't the only school planning big stadium changes. In June, the University of Kansas announced a $300 million expansion to its stadium. Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News.
At least 170 Missouri state employees have taken advantage of paid family leave that Governor Eric Greitens set up in March. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, some lawmakers feel the benefits costs are understated.
About 8 state agencies provided information about the benefit, which gives up to 6 weeks of paid time off after the birth or adoption of a child. It's been used in some places more than others. 51 Missouri Department of Transportation employees applied for the benefits, compared to 6 at the Department of Agriculture. Senator Dan Brown is the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. The Rollo Republican says he believes paid leave's price tag is higher than the $1.1 million estimate from budget officials.
I don't think anybody says, hey, this is a really bad idea and you shouldn't do this. I think it's a matter of, can we afford to do this and what is the actual cost?
Several departments say the benefit hasn't cost them anything because other employees took on the duties of people on paid leave. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Missouri NAACP is holding a mock funeral in response to a death at a white nationalist rally in Virginia and a new Missouri discrimination law. The NAACP and other advocacy groups, such as Missouri Faith Voices, will hold a New Orleans-style jazz funeral on Sunday outside the governor's mansion in Jefferson City. The groups say the event is to mourn the death of a woman killed when a car plowed into a group of counter-protesters during a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, and organizers say they'll also protest a new Missouri law to raise the standard for suing for alleged discrimination. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.